Good morning, and welcome to the 2136th broadcast of The White Way, a public service radio program of Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Resident Minister Reverend Bert Sumikawa and the members of our temple invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you can find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's program is sponsored by John and Laura Moriyama in memory of Mr. and Mrs. Seiji Yokota. Our speaker is the Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani, Executive Assistant to the Bishop, Honpo Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
Good morning, everyone. Today, I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to the commemoration on the accession of the Jodo Shinshu tradition. This accession ceremony is conducted standing before Amida Tathagata and Shinran Shonin at the main temple in Kyoto to officially announce that the tradition of the Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, which Shinran Shonin had revealed over 750 years ago, has succeeded by the newly inducted head priest, Senyo Monshu, or His Eminence Kojun Otani. The teaching of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism has been succeeded by the generations of the Monshu. His Eminence Kojun Otani took over the tradition of the Jodo Shinshu from his father on June 6, 2014, and became the head priest of the Honzan Honganji and the 25th Monshu of the Jodo Shinshu Honganji-ha. The accession ceremony is a festive occasion, welcoming everyone to celebrate the inauguration of the new Monshu. When the former Monshu Sokunyo Shonin succeeded the position of the 24th Monshu in the year 1980, over 280,000 people had gathered at the Honganji for the accession ceremony. Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii had coordinated two special tours for the members and friends of the Honganji to attend the accession ceremony. Those tours will be held in October 2016 and March 2017. Surrounded by beautiful autumn colors or the pink of sakura blossoms of spring, we invite you to join in these special tours with a spiritual significance to participate in the accession ceremony and to enrich your spiritual understanding and appreciation of the Jodo Shinshu tradition, as well as sightseeing and fellowship with your fellow Sangha members. If you are interested in joining us, please contact your temple minister or call me at the Honganji headquarters at 522-9200. The accession ceremony is called Dento Hokoku Hoyo in Japanese. Dento means transmission of the light. The light in the Jodo Shinshu tradition refers to the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha that has been always illuminating our life. In Buddhism, delusion is a state of not having a sense of purpose or direction in life without any fundamental foundation. What do we rely on as we live our lives? There are many things that we can rely on: your estate, authority, status, physical strength, knowledge, etc. However, from the Buddhist point of view, none of them can become the unshakable foundation to our lives because they are fragile and fleeting, and they could disappear by the change of the time and the society. A sense of uncertainty and anxiety will never disappear from the person who only rely on such unreliable foundation, and it will lead him to live a life of greed and anger. This can be compared to a journey in the dark mountain, walking alone without any light. Every step in this dark mountain is filled with doubt, fear, and loneliness. But suddenly, the moonlight appears from behind the clouds. This warm illumination by the moonlight enables the traveler to see the path to his destination clearly. Shinran Shonin taught us that the light of Amida Buddha is like the moonlight. The compassionate light of Amida Buddha is always illuminating and sustaining your life as it is. Even though your life is illuminated by this compassionate light, you still have to carry a heavy load on your shoulder, and you still have to walk the same distance to your destination. You will continue to encounter several challenges and hardships in life. However, encouraged by the moonlight, you feel like you are not alone anymore. As you hear and recite the Nembutsu, you will receive the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha, and then your approach to your life will be transformed. Rather than just accepting your challenges or hardships pessimistically with words of complaint, you will be able to accept them more positively and with a sense of joy and appreciation. Our mind of egocentricity will be naturally broken down by the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha, and it enables us to be more compassionate to others and to move forward for the betterment of the society, where everyone will be able to live a life of harmony, peace, and gratitude. Shinran Shonin expressed his joy of encountering with the light of Amida Buddha in his writing Kyogyo Shinsho, and I quote, "How joyous I am, Gotoku Shinran, disciple of Shakyamuni. Rare is it to come upon the sacred scriptures from the westward land of India and the commentaries of the masters of China and Japan. But now I have been able to encounter them. Rare is it to hear them, but already I have been able to hear. Reverently entrusting myself to the teaching, practice, and realization that are the true essence of the Pure Land Way. I am especially aware of the profundity of the Tathagata's benevolence." End of quote. Through countless causes and conditions, especially through the guidance of the masters of India, China, and Japan, Shinran Shonin was nurtured to be a person of the Nembutsu, embraced by the benevolence of Amida Buddha. For that, Shinran Shonin could not help but exclaiming his own name to express his great joy. "How grateful I am, Gotoku Shinran." Like Shinran Shonin, we could encounter with the light of the Onenbutsu through Shinran Shonin, generations of the Monshu, many teachers and members who rejoiced the teachings. Let us together listen to the teaching of the Onenbutsu, which was transmitted to us by our predecessors, and let us share this joy with our family members, friends, and many other people in the community. Gomonshu Kojin Otani, in his message on the commemoration on the accession of the Jodo Shinshu tradition, states, and I quote, "I believe it is important for us to listen to the Dharma. Listening to the Dharma clarifies for us the compassionate working of Amida Tathagata that always embraces us as just as we are and never abandons us. Hence, we should share our appreciation and gratitude for it with as many people as possible. As Nembutsu followers who are guided by the Buddha's wisdom, it is important for us to take the initiative and actively carry out programs to cope with the numerous problems and issues in contemporary society. I feel that such efforts will contribute to the actualization of a society in which everyone is able to live a life of spiritual fulfillment. It is my hope that this upcoming commemoration of accession shall become a significant event as the first major step of our organization. May this occasion serve as the impetus for the Honganji to effectively cope with the changing times while upholding the traditional religious values based on Amida Tathagata's unconditional compassion. End of quote. On behalf of the Accession Ceremony Planning Committee, I'd like to welcome you to the special tour to participate in the Accession Ceremony at Honza. I sincerely wish that you will take this wonderful opportunity to deepen and share your appreciation and joy of the Nembutsu teaching together with the fellow Dharma friends. Thank you. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Umitani. As a reminder to everyone, the deadline for the October accession ceremony and tour is the end of this month, March 31st. To listen to Reverend Umitani's talk again, or to hear the speaker of a previous broadcast, you can go to our website at moiliilihonganji.org and click on 2016 Radio Speakers. And now we would like to make the following announcements. Today, Saturday, March 19, Moiliili's Spring Seminar with Dr. Carl Becker will be starting in about 30 minutes. This weekend, March 19 to 21st, young enthusiastic Shinshu seekers will be at Camp Timberline for Yes Camp. This year's theme is Through the Mirror, and the guest speaker will be Mr. Piper Toyama. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 19, is Moiliili Honganji's Spring Equinox or Ohigang service, starting at 9 a.m. Our guest speaker will be the Reverend Hiroko Maeda of Kaneohi Higashi Honganji Mission. You are most cordially invited to join us. The following Sunday, March 27, the lay speaker at our English Sunday service will be Mrs. Barbara Brennan. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsors, John and Laura Moriyama, and our guest speaker, the Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. My name is Susan Morishige, and I have been your announcer this morning. Thank you for listening. Please join us again next week on The White Way, when our speaker should be the Reverend Shigeaki Fujitani. Namo Amida Butsu.